Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for educational purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express and others. So we start by looking at updates from chemical and agrochemical segment before we move on to other segments and also bring you some important update from the stock markets. So over to Abhishek now.
Good morning, friends. Thanks, Pratan. We start with our updates. Deepak Nitrite, we have announced that it is seeking approval of shareholders for raising funds through issuance of equity shares by way of qualified institutional placement, which is QIP, for an aggregate amount of up to 2,000 crores. So a huge fundraise happening at Deepak Nitrite. We'll see the end use for it. Gemcrux Enterprises has executed a joint venture agreement with Kalantis Healthcare Private Limited. For this said purpose, the company has acquired 50% stake in the joint venture company, namely Calichem Private Limited. Kalantis Healthcare is engaged in manufacturing of specialty pharmaceutical intermediates, advanced intermediates, complex molecules and fine chemicals, along with active pharma ingredients. Kesaram Industries Limited has announced the suspension of work at Rayon Plant, chemical division, TP plant situated at Hooghly, West Bengal, of its wholly owned subsidiary, Signet Industries Limited, which has been lifted with effect from A shift, which is morning shift 6:30 a.m. of December 2022. The Board of Indian Oil, they have accorded approval for acquisition of 4.93% share capital in Indian Gas Energy Exchange. So Indian Gas Exchange is India's first automated national level gas exchange, which ensures transparent price discovery in natural gas and facilitate growth of natural gas in India's energy basket. The acquisition of equity stake in IGX is a strategic opportunity for Indian Oil to become part of India's natural gas market and to increase its presence to achieve leadership position in the market. Windlass Biotech, which is rated as one of the top five players in domestic pharmaceutical formulations, contract development and manufacturing organization, has announced that they have strengthened the senior management with the appointment of Mr. Shailendra Rastogi as Chief Business Officer. He would be responsible for handling CDMO export, APIs and CRAMP business for the company. So we'll see how the addition of senior management happens over time. So this is all from my side, and now over to Puratan for more sector specific news and markets in general.
Thank you, Abhishek. So we start by looking at updates in the US market. Dow Jones ended almost about 0.7% up, so almost 250 points up. And this, for the time being, it seems to be on the recovery mode after absorbing all the bad news. S&P was up by 47% was 47 points and rather 1.02%. NASDAQ ended 180 points up, so largely pulled by IT stocks, and it ended 1.18%. US 30 futures was trading 16 points up, and US 500 futures is trading about 2.3 points up as we speak. On the FII and DII front, so we are seeing buying from FIS side and continuous selling from FIS side and buying from DIS side. And so FIS have sold shares worth 1209 crores, whereas domestic institutional investors have bought shares worth 1400 odd crores. For Nifty index, key resistance level to watch out is obviously 17,000 16,000 followed by 17,100 levels, and key support level to watch out is 16,500 levels at the moment. On the open interest side, maximum call open interest, we are seeing at 18,000 followed by 17,500, and call writing, we are seeing at 17,200 followed by 17,800 levels. Maximum port open interest, we are seeing at 16,500 followed by 17,000 levels, and port writing, we are seeing at 16,900 followed by 17,000 levels, which will act as support level. Maximum pain, we are seeing at 17,000 levels still. On the non-speculative side, we are seeing long buildup on MGL, Kotak Bank, Infosys, HDFC, Colgate Palmolive, Atul Reliance, ICICI General Insurance and Britannia. Out of this, MGL and Colgate Palmolive are the two counters which have corrected by a significant percentage, and one could evaluate on their own. On the long buildup side, we have Atul Financial, Nifty India Cements, SRF, Crompton, Trent, National Aluminium, Mahindra and Mahindra Finance, India Hotels, and Hindalco. ICICI Direct has recently upgraded the target on Hindalco. So, one could investigate the targets given by ICICI Direct and possibly find suitable levels for entry. On the automotive side, Tata Motors has finally incorporated the EV subsidiary, Tata Passenger Electric Mobility, that it has been speaking about. This is carved out from Tata Motors and specifically from the passenger car division. On the IT front, Sensis Tech has acquired acquisition of a company called Allegro Technologies, and this is a technology-driven firm which has presence in not only in US, Europe, India, and also specializes in the product designing and robotic automation on the engineering side of. So it's more of an engineering design company. Axis Skates Technologies has approved appointment of Shashidhar SK as the CFO. HCL Technologies has signed a 5-year agreement with CMEX, which is a global construction materials company. So good order flow for HCL Technologies, it seems. On the health side, MedPlus Health Services will be making its debut on bourses today, which is December 23rd. Vivanta Industries has received a letter of intent from Vitanova Healthcare Uganda. This is for execution of a pharmaceutical project for manufacturing tablets, capsules, and oral liquids on a turnkey basis, which includes planning, designing, engineering, construction, as well as installation and commissioning of the plant. On the industrial side, PSP Projects has been given a consent from GPCB, which is Gujarat Pollution Control Board, for setting up of industrial plant for manufacture of precast, and the company has started the manufacturing activities. On the banking side, Kotak Mahindra Bank subsidiary has acquired passenger vehicle finance portfolio of Ford Credit India, the Indian captive financing arm of Ford Motor. Kotak Mahindra Bank has, I think this is second time in a row when Mahindra Bank has picked up a vehicle financing portfolio. This is after VWFSL, so Volkswagen Financial Services has also been picked up by Kotak Mahindra. And Ford, obviously, after India's exit, this has been picked up by Kotak Mahindra Bank. On the Yes Bank front, private lender has received board approval to raise 10,000 crore from the market, and the board of directors at the meeting has approved the fund raising, and this could be by way of issue of equity shares, depository receipts, convertible bonds, debentures, warrants, and any other equity linked securities. On the customer front, Metro Brands made its debut, however it listed at about 13%, and the range was about 10 to 15% discount. It listed specifically at 13% discount. The gray market premium had given a listing discount of 10 to 15% to the issue price, and however it recovered from its low, so we need to see how Metro Brands could possibly perform today. Map My India has been picked up by Fidelity Investment Trust and Goldman Sachs, as they reported yesterday. ITC has raised its stake to about 27% in Delectable Technologies, which operates Asgo app and vending machine selling snacks and other fast-moving consumer goods. On the energy and oil marketing front, IOC, which is the oil marketing company, has acquired 5% stake in IGX, as was reported yesterday. MOIL, so shareholders of MOIL, have approved proposal to buy back over 3.38 crores equity shares of the company. On the conglomerate side, RI is likely to, the weightage in IRL will likely increase, and so we have been coming across this piece of news since yesterday. December 30th is the date when the weightage will be increased. Zee Entertainment, on the media side, so Zee and Sony Pictures, Sony Picture Network India, are almost close to signing a definitive agreement to merge the two companies, and the final negotiations have been completed on December 22nd, which is yesterday, and this is the last day of the three-month due diligence window of the two companies had announced while signing the non-binding term sheet. So due diligence is complete and the filing, the deal is closed, and they are very close to signing the dotted lines now. On the Dish TV front, Securities and Exchange Board of India has disposed of a case which alleged insider trading against Dish TV India's corporate promoter, Direct Media Distribution Ventures, and it was alleged that it has violated provision of insider trading norms, and the order has followed an investigation conducted by the regulator in Dish TV's script in January to February 2019 period. So this is all from our side. We wish you a happy and a safe trading day. Trade rich and trade safe till the time. Stay safe. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.